You don't find many independent voices on Iranian television or radio. The media there are pretty tightly controlled by Iran's religious government. But there's a new addition to what Iranians can now see on TV. Today, the BBC, which, by the way, co-produces this program, launched a new Persian-language television service. It's out of London. Sarus Farivar has the story.
Here's what viewers of the new BBC Persian television channel heard today.
سلام به تلویزیون فارسی خوش اومدید. تلویزیون تازه‌ای از مجموعه BBC.
That's one of BBC Persian's new announcers welcoming viewers in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. The BBC brand is already well known and respected in Iran. Its Persian language radio service has been broadcast there for the past 60 years. But fewer people are getting their news from the radio these days, says Nigel Chapman, the head of the BBC World Service.
Television is the preferred medium of choice for news and information in Iran. That's what Iranians use. So if you're not going to be on television in this market, you do really run the risk, as the BBC, of becoming less relevant, less accessible, audiences declining, and just reducing your impact, and that's not something we want to see.
The BBC has budgeted $25 million a year for 8 hours a day of Persian language programming. It's available only by satellite. Officially, satellite TV is illegal in Iran. But many Iranians have access to satellite dishes, and they're already watching other foreign Persian language stations, like the U.S.-sponsored Voice of America. But many Iranians don't trust it, because even though it's supposed to be independent, it's seen as rarely critical of the U.S. government.
I hope BBC Persian, you know, television to be broadcast, you know, independently and not like Voice of America. You know, like propaganda of the U.S. government.
That's Ruzbeh Mirebrahimi, an Iranian journalist now living in New York. He says that while his family back home will be able to see BBC Persian on TV, he'll be watching it online. Besides VOA and now the BBC, the other non-government Persian language channels are mostly broadcast by Iranian exiles living in Los Angeles. While many in Iran tune into these stations for their music and cultural programming, their news and political coverage isn't taken seriously, says Hadi Ghaemi. He's with the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran.
They have been extremely unprofessional and have become a joke in Iran to such an extent that the government actually tapes them and makes a collage of them and shows them as humor on Friday evenings, on weekend nights, inside Iran.
Ghaemi says the BBC is a welcome addition to the Persian language media landscape. That being said, many Iranians may not be aware of the BBC's small role in their country's history. According to a BBC documentary, in 1953, during a BBC English language broadcast, a single code word was spoken. That word alerted Mohammad Reza Shah of Iran that the coup ending Iran's only democratically elected government was underway. It was this coup, backed by the United States and Britain, that ushered the Shah into power. Given that history, it's likely that Iran's current leaders will be keeping close tabs on the new BBC Persian service. For The World, I'm Sarus Farivar.